This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Congressional Democrats will continue to present their case today in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. VOA's congressional correspondent Katherine Gibson has more.
Democrats say there is even more evidence to be uncovered, but failed in their initial attempt Tuesday to force Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to call witnesses at the beginning of the trial. McConnell said no decision about witnesses until opening arguments are over, but could end up bowing to the majority of Americans who want witnesses called. A marathon day of arguments against Trump appeared to change few minds. Trump's lawyers set to begin their defense Saturday, but the president's allies are already accusing Democrats of using the impeachment process for political gain. Democrats have two more days for their opening arguments, but a battle over allowing White House officials to testify in return for the testimony of former Vice President Joe Biden is already brewing. Katherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
A new poll shows Americans are sharply divided when it comes to whether President Trump should be removed from office. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows 45% of Americans think Trump should be convicted and removed from office. 40% say he should remain president, while about 1 in 7 say they don't know enough to have an opinion. About 80% of Republicans say Trump should remain in office, while the same percentage of Democrats say he should be removed. And about three-fourths of those responding say the trial is unlikely to produce information that will change their minds. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on the impeachment trial, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. AP